ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तम् महेश्वरो भ्राजो दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तो ते मयि सन्तो ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. So now we are seeing the fifth day mantra, Yadvacha Anabhititam, that mantra, which literally says, Brahman is that which is not, which cannot be revealed by words, and by which alone the word becomes revealed, and that Brahman is in fact you, which is excluding your the body, mind, sense complex, the consciousness. Na idam yadidam upasate, not that which is worshipped here. In that context, we have come up to the, we have seen other words, we came to the last word. Walk. We started seeing the meaning of the word walk in the Shankara's Bhashya. Walk abhyudyate. From that moolam, there was a word walk is there. And Shankara explained what does the word walk mean. And he said, walk means all the sounds, all that is, all the letters, all the sounds in hymn of letters, which are produced in all these eight places of utterances, Ashtasthaneshu, all of them are also what now? This walk only. First meaning he gave is, the karanam also is known by the word walk. The word walk means karanam, the organ of speech. And he defined the organ of speech as what? The organ of speech is that which associated with the eight places of the sounds, emergence of sounds. Then that which associated with the fire as the devata, having fire as its devata, agneyam. Then that which is the manifesting medium for all the sounds. That which is not the producer of the sounds, but that which is the manifesting medium for the sounds. This is the three definitions he gave for the karanam. Karanam means the organ of speech. That organ of speech, enjoying these three definitions also, is known by the word walk, first meaning. And thereafter, again, second meaning is what now? All the sounds themselves. It is not the organ of speech which is the manifesting medium for the sounds, but it is the sounds which are manifesting through the organ of speech. The sounds means all the alphabetic letters and the sentences, the words, all of them are also what now? Meant by the word walk. Walk means sounds, letters, words, sentences. The second meaning. Then he continued, walk. It's a very profound meaning is coming up now. Vak also means what now? Vak means akaraha. Akaraha here means what now? In this Bhashyam he mentions akaraha means omkaraha, pranavaha. Omkaraha, pranavaha. This om is a special unique name of the Lord, sound symbol of the Lord, which I explained in my Dakshinamurti Stotram class. Because why om is a special word? A word, any word, indicates an object. And word, what is a word is a revealer of an object. That is why a word also is sort of a form of light. Just as light brings to light an object, so also a word also is capable of revealing a given object. Isn't it? Indicating a given object. Therefore, a word also is called what now? A padam. A word is called, is like a light. It indicates a given object. It reveals a given object. It brings to light a given object. Therefore, this word which is also like the light is known by the word Navaha. Navaha means a special, word is, name is called Navaha. That by which something is arrived at. Now, Rodney, when you say a given person is arrived at. A name helps you to arrive at a given object. Therefore, Navaha means that by which something or someone is arrived at. Is called name. Navaha. Nuyate anena iti Navaha. But every word, every Navaha can directly indicate only one object. Every Navaha can indicate only one object. It cannot indicate a mic means it can indicate only a given object. It cannot indicate many objects. It cannot reveal many objects. Therefore, if there is a word which can simultaneously stand for, indicate all the words, all the objects, it's a special name, isn't it? A name, a word which is a name which indicates a given object. That name is something. Word is a name by which something or somebody is arrived at. So special word by which all the objects can be simultaneously arrived at is a very special unique name. Therefore, prakarshena nuyate anena iti pranavaha. Pranavaha. Is one word, special unique name, isn't it? Book. Means what else can it reveal other than the book? But woe if we say one word simultaneously cannot know indicates the whole jagat. Okay. Therefore it's called what now? A unique name is called Pranavaha. And what is the unique name? The Pranavaha? Om. What's the unique name? That om is also vak. Now Shankara gives this. I have gone out of the subject matter just for your sake. I'm bringing it back to the class now. Om is what here in Bhashyam is akaro vai sarva vak. What now? This omkaraha is what now? One word which stands for all the words indicating all the objects. Sa yesha asya sparshaha antastha ushma bihi vinjamana bahvi nana rupa bhavati iti shrutehe. That one statement Shankara quotes in his Bhashyam is a Shruti statement which says Omkaraha is a pranavaha, a unique name. Which one word, a walk, which stands for all the sounds, all the touchables, sparshaha, all the 25 letters, sparshnona sparshaha, then that all the semi-vowels, soft consonants, hard consonants, and also about all the sibilants, all of them, and all those things, vejjam on all those different, all the possible sounds which get expressed, manifested through, you know, different varieties of sounds, in different forms, through this organ of speech. All of them are what now? Actually, to indicate, become indicated by one word, that is vak. Omkaraha. Okay? That's why the three sounds stand for all the possible sounds that can be produced in this Ashtasu Sthanesh. Therefore, sounds stand for the words, words stand for the objects, objects constitute the whole. Therefore, Om stands for the whole. So, Sarva Vak. And Omkaraha is also what now? Vak. Okay, now he says. Then he goes next, one more word. Mitam, Amitam, Swaraha. Shankara uses three words. Mitam stands for a measured. Mitam stands for Rig Veda and Amitam stands for Yajur Veda. Swaraha means Samaveda. Mitam means Rig Veda consisting of mantras in metrical order, poetic metrical order. And Yajur Veda consists of mantras in prose form. And Swaraha means the mantra, the Samaveda consisting of mantras set to musical tones, music. So, all of them are also what now? All of them, they are not only these Vedas, they are all sacred literature. It's called Apaurusheya, non-human intellectual product. That means what now? Human, non-intellectual product means what? They are not the products of human intellect. Apaurusheya. Okay? Thereafter, all these are, all the Vedas are so, what now? Nothing but Om. Okay, the one word Om stands for all the words. All the words he says what now? All the sciences, everything. Then, after the Vedas, Satya Anrute Eva, we have got to the next line now, moving on to the next line. Satya Anrute means Satyam Anrutam Chap. Satyam stands for the words which are used to indicate the objects of the empirical world. The word Satyam stands for, are you all here with me?
Yes.
Now we are seeing what? Meaning of the word Vak. Hope you are all aware of it. And now we have seen what now? First meaning of the word Vak is what? Karanam. The second meaning of the word Vak is what? The words. And there now we are seeing the meaning of what? Omkaraha. What is Om? Is Pranavaha. If you say Pranavaha means what? A unique word. A unique word which stands for all the words. What are all the words? All the sounds. All the letters. And therefore Om stands for what now? Now Om means all the sounds and all the words, all sciences. Now he is talking what all Om stands for now? All the three Vedas. Okay, then he goes to what now? Satyanrite. Satyam, the word Satyanrite if you take. Satyam stands for the words indicating or transacting with what now? The objects of the empirical world. Then empirical world, all that. Now you say tree, bird, light, etc. All the objects, empirical world. Then the perceptible world. Okay, why I am saying perceptible, imperceptible? Because Vedas talk about the heaven, etc. Heaven, life after death, and the survival of the jiva after the death, etc. Not empirical, isn't it? Something not perceptible. Therefore, Veda, then Satya means, Satyam stands for all the words. In this context, the word Satyam stands for all the words indicating or transacting with the objects of the empirical world. Vyavaharika prapancha vishaya sambandaha shabdaha. Okay? Vyavaharika prapancha. that Anritam stands for all the words of the words associated with the Pratibhasika Padartaha. Pratibhasika Padartaha means what? Such as now mirage water. Mirage water, non-existent things. We do talk about mirage water. In India we say white crow. Okay, there's only crow means only black in India. We don't think of white crow. Okay, there's no white crow. And the rabbit's horn, etc. What now? Pratibhasika padarthaha. Okay, therefore, it is anritam. Even those words also what now? Pratibhasika padarthaha. Vyavaharika prapancha sambandha padarthaha. All those words which represent, which transact with, or which indicate all these varieties of things, all of them are what now? Vikaraha, modifications of that one word Om. Okay, one word Om. What all these words? The words associated with the Pratibhasika Prapancha, let us dream, etc. The words associated with the Vyavaharika Prapancha, okay, and the words associated with all the Vedas, all those words, so secular sciences, sacred sciences, all of them are what now? All of them are represented by one word, Om. So, vikara means modifications. Okay, one word alone appears as all these words. Is it clear now? Hope you got it.
From just skip pranava, prakrishena.
Prakrishena. Nuyate anena iti pranavaha. This I explained in Bharata Akshamati Sotram class. Where is that? See, when you write first na, dental nakara, later on you have to change it to cerebral. First navaha means now Peter Bunichi is a navaha. Any word is what? Only navaha. Om alone is pranavaha, unique name. Prakarshena nuyate anena iti pranavaha. But any name is, you can say nuyate anena iti navaha. Okay. That's a different thing. Now, ye vikaraha means what now? Vikaraha. Hope you are seeing the word in the modifications. Modification of what? Like all the parts are modifications of one clay alone. Similarly, all these words, how many ever words are here in the world, doesn't matter, the words indicate what. Whether the objects associated with the Pratibhasika Prapancha, such as mirage water, rabbit's horn, etc., or the words associated with objects, the word indicating the objects associated with the empirical world, relative world, or the words what now? Indicating the objects of the Vedas. All used in the Vedas. All different sciences. All the knowledge embedded, isn't it? All of them are what? Modifications of one walk Om. Understand now? Om. Therefore, that's also what? That is walk. Now he has given the meaning of the word walk as what? Walk has been reduced to the very origin of sound. That is walk. Now we'll come. That is walk. Okay. So what? Taya vacha. Now Shankara finished defining the meaning of the word walk. Have you got now? What does the word walk mean? Sounds. all the alphabetic letters, all the words constituted of the sounds, and all the sentences which are formed with those words, and all the sciences and knowledge and then expressed and discussed in those words, all of them are modifications of this one word, Om, which is Vak. Okay? Now he says, by that word, what is words? Reduce all the words to one word, Vak. Taya vacha, and by that word, parichin, padatvena parichinnaya karana gunavatya. Now he says, what is this Vak? Padatvena parichinna Vak. A word, see, alphabets put together in a given order to indicate a given object, alphabets put together, different letters put together, not to indicate a given object, is also what now? That what is now? Parichinna. Parichinna means what now? That one walk alone, what now? In the form of alphabets, put together differently in order to indicate a given object. Then, Karana Gunavati means what now? The word again. Any word, even that any word, which is the combination of letters in given order to indicate a given object, that word, and which has the support of the instrument of speech, organ of speech, in order to get expressed. A word needs to be expressed, word can get expressed, can become manifest only through the organ of speech, isn't it? Therefore, Karana Gunavati means, Gunaha means support here. So, Karana Gunavati Vak means what? A word which is dependent on, which is for the instrument of speech, organ of speech to become expressed. And the word which is nothing but a combination of sounds put together to indicate a given object. That word, by that word, what now? Atma anabhyuditam. Atma cannot be revealed. Atma is not revealed. Anabhyuditam means what? Shankara gives anabhyuktam. It cannot be indicated, it cannot be revealed. Atma cannot be revealed by such a word. Even, he is still Om also, what now? He is saying, even Om he says. Om is a word means. Even no word can indicate Atma. Got it? Got the meaning of what? So, anabhyuditam means anabhyuktam. Anabhyuktam means aprakashitam. Aprakashitam means what now? Not revealed. Not brought to light. That means Atma cannot be revealed, illumined, illuminated, brought to light by this word. By any word. Why any word is dependent on the organ of speech to become expressed, to get expressed, to be illumined, isn't it? The word becomes illumined only when it has support of the organ of speech. A word is what now? It is some, all these sound, different sounds put together in different order to indicate the given object. That is what the word. That word itself is a jadam. Why it is aprakashitam? Why it is anabhiditam? Why Atma is not revealed by the word? Because Atma, being Chaitanyam, the consciousness, a word being a jadam, inert. A word is inert. An inert thing which is dependent on the inert organ of speech to become expressed. And word again, what are many things put together, many sounds put together. You know, therefore, such word, being achetanam, cannot reveal chaitanya atma. Whereas atma chaitanyam, atma the consciousness can reveal the inert, achetana shabdaha. Okay, inert word. But inert word cannot reveal the conscious being. Now he is saying, Shankara is going to the meaning of, the, now he finished with the word anabhiritam, he said, walk he finished, now he is going to the word what now, yena. See, now you have seen, how many words you have seen now? Yadu, we have seen, vacha we have seen, anabhiritam we have seen, now we are going to the next word what now, yena. Yenam is what? By which. By which means relative pronoun. And this relative pronoun relates to what? Brahman. The reality. Brahma, the reality. Therefore, Yena is equal to Brahmana. Brahmana means what now? Atmana. Atmana means what? Chaitanyena. By consciousness. Yena Brahmana, by that reality, Vivakshite Arthe. See, Brahman, Vivakshita Arthaha means what now? Vivakshita Arthaha, what is Vivakshita Arthaha here? Brahman is nothing but Chaitanyam, the Atma, the consciousness. Here, what is Brahman? Tadeva Brahma Tvam Viddhi, isn't it? Now let us see now. Brahman is what now? Tad. What is Tad? That you. Tad is Tvampada Lakshyartha. Brahman is equal to Tad. Tad here means what now? Tvampada Lakshyartha. Which Tvampada Lakshyartha? Tvampada Lakshyartha is pure consciousness, which excludes the. The pure consciousness, excluding the sthula, sukshma, karana, sharirani, isn't it? Which is referred to by I, that consciousness is with tumpada lakshyartha alone is what now? Brahman. Isn't it? But that Brahman, he says that Brahmana, by that consciousness alone, sakarana, vag abhyudhyate, word becomes revealed. A word is revealed by that consciousness, Atma Chaitanyam, which is Brahman. Whereas the Atma Chaitanyam, the Brahman, cannot be revealed by a word. Okay? And Shankara's Bhashyam has helped you to see what a word is. How he shows us the how the words are incapable of revealing Brahman. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, vag abhyudyate, sakarana, what now? Through the organ of speech. So, here this Brahman, which is now said to be what now? The very Atma, one's own self, which is referred to by I, is pure consciousness. And the pure consciousness is the Atma, which is Brahman. And that Chaitanyam alone, what now? Is the user of the instrument of organ of speech, employer of this organ of speech, all the instruments. Sakarana, by that alone, vag abhyudyate, word becomes illumined, word becomes revealed. And he says, Chaitanya Jyotisha. Shankaracharya explains now. Chaitanya Jyotisha. Say now.
Chaitanya Jyotisha.
Prakashyate.
Prayujyate.
Iti etat. What does it mean? Chaitanya Jyotisha. By that consciousness. See, he says, Brahman is none other than the Atma, What is Atma? The pure consciousness referred to by I, excluding the body maintenance complex. That consciousness is what now? Chaitanya Jyotihi, the light of consciousness alone, by the consciousness alone. But now, word is used. Atma, the conscious, the user of the word is Atma. Employer of the word is Atma, the consciousness. Whereas consciousness, isn't it? Therefore, word is used. Therefore, word is revealed. Word is revealed by the Atma. Therefore, that Atma cannot be revealed by the word. That's the meaning. And here again, he is going to say next very beautifully. So to make it, what is the actual, now to hear what is the actual teaching? Atma, see, Brahman is none other than one's own self, real nature. One's real self is referred to by I, and that is pure consciousness, excluding the body imagines complex. And that consciousness is the only self of all the beings. He says that consciousness cannot be, what a Brahman can be revealed by any word. And in fact, all the words become revealed because of that, what now? Brahman. Brahman is the employer of the words. Therefore, Brahman cannot be revealed by the words, because the words become revealed by Brahman. This is the teaching. Okay, but now, what happens? Shankara presents now, he quotes many Shruti statements from different, as to support his argument, to support his whatever he says. There's no argument here. He says why, how Atma cannot be revealed by words, and Atma alone is the revealer of the words. The revealer of the words cannot be revealed by the words. That is, to make it clear, he quotes from other Upanishads, but he starts with the quotation from quotation number one is from where? Kena Upanishad itself. Vachoha vak. Say now?
Vachoha vak.
Ityuktam.
Ityuktam.
Vachoha vak. Then vachaha vak means the speech of the speech. Means what now? The speech of the speech means, actually, who is the speech? Who is the speaker? Isn't it?
Yeah.
So, the word, walk a word, word of the word means that without whose grace, whose blessings, the word cannot become expressed. The word cannot become manifest. That without whose blessings, whose presence and whose existence, the organ of speech cannot function as organ of speech. That is what is Atma, the consciousness. For Vachaha Vak. First, it's a Kenopas quotation. But he says what now? Vadan Vak. Say now?
Vadan Vak.
Vadan Vak. This is not, I mean, he presents many mantras from, the quotations are from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Okay, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad has a quite big Upanishad, and there we can get many quotations from that. So Shankara uses that. Vadan Vak.
Vadan Vak.
Vadan Vak is one small quotation. Vadan means speaker. The speaker is the word. Speaker is the word means there is no word which can reveal the speaker. Look at this. A word cannot reveal the speaker. Okay, Atma is the speaker of the word. Atma being the speaker of the word, Atma the consciousness cannot be revealed by the word. Okay? And here he says what now? Actually, Vadan Vak, the speaker is the word, means what now?
Speaker is the word means. There is no word other than the speaker. Apart from the speaker. And who is the speaker? How do you say Atma is a speaker? Atma is not the speaker. The speaker is what now? Organ of speech. Indriyam. But that indriyam, how does it become? How does it get the power of revealing a word? Is it? The power of the capacity to manifest the word is lent by what now? Atma. Atma Shakti alone becomes the Shakti of the organ of speech. Thereby, organ of speech is capable of revealing the, becoming speaker of the word. Therefore, even though the speaker of the word is organ of speech, ultimate speaker of the word is Atma. Why? Without being a speaker, Atma becomes the speaker. Without doing any action, Atma becomes the doer. How? Not by acting, without doing anything also, just by its mere presence, by lending consciousness and existence, thereby lending the power to the organ, because what now becomes the ultimate speaker. The ultimate speaker is the Atma, but what now? Vadan Vak. That means what now? The speaker alone, ultimate speaker is the Atma. Your Vak is what? No Vak can reveal the ultimate speaker, the Atma. There is no Vak other than the speaker. The word is dependent on the organ of speech. Organ of speech is dependent on the Atma Shakti to be functional. Next quotation. Yo Vacham Antaro.
Yo Vacham Antaro.
Yamayati.
Yamayati.
This is also what now phrase. This is also from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad only. Yaha Vacham Antaraha Yamayati. In fact, the one who remaining interiorly, inside, remaining behind the organ of speech, now maintains it or controls it. Atma is not the controller, but without the Atma, nothing can function. Therefore, what we say here, Yamayati means the one who really maintains, ordains, makes everything function, remaining behind every organ, every instrument of transaction. Therefore, the instrument of, this expression of word, organ of speech, all is what now? An instrument through which manifest the sounds. That also what now functions because of the blessings of the Atma only. The power of speaking, the capacity to speak is being what now lent by the consciousness, Atma only. Therefore he says, Yaha, who is Atma here? Atma is the one who is behind every instrument of transaction. Therefore, just by its mere presence, it lends the Shakti, it lends the power to every instrument of transaction. Okay, therefore, that Atma, but no, cannot be an object of knowledge or object of an action. Atma is never available for objectification. So therefore, a word cannot reveal. And then, here, an aside lesson. Why Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is called Vajasaneyaka? Vajasaneyaka Upanishad or Vajasaneyo Upanishad? Because the Rishi, like how Atharva Rishi Angiras is known associated with the Atharva Veda. Yajnavalkya is the rishi associated mainly with Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And rishi Yajnavalkya is known as Vajasaneyaha or Vajasaneyakaha. You can say both. Okay? And why he is known as Vajasaneya? The Upanishad associated with the Rishi Yajnavalkya is called Vajasaneyakam. And Vajasaneyakam, because the Rishi Yajnavalkya has the name Vajasaneyakaha or Vajasaneyaha. He is, Yajnavalkya is known as Vajasaneyaha because, isn't it, one has got the grace of the sun. That means what? Vajasanihi. Because sun is called Vajasanihi and has got the grace of the sun. Therefore, he is called what now? Vajasaneyaha. And why sun is called Vajasanihi? Because Vajaha means sun is what now? Said to be the bestower of food. Therefore, he is called Vajasanihi. Why bestower of food is called Vajasanihi? Because Vajam means food and Sanute Sanoti Subhyapadi Shabda. Okay? Sanute Sanoti. Mean what? No? Prayachati gives. So Vajam Prayachati. Annam Prayachati. Vajam Sanute Sanoti. Iti Vajasanihi. And Vajasaneyaha means what? One who has the grace of the Surya Bhagavan. Is called Vajasaneyaha. And this Upanishad is associated with what now? Who is the Rishi of the Upanishad? Yajnavalkya Vajasaneyaha. Therefore, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also is called Vajasaneyaka, Vajasaneyako Upanishad. Okay. So, in that Vajasaneyaka Upanishad, what is said here? That is not our vision, our subject matter. What is our thing is, it is Atma, the Brahman is none other than the Atma Chaitanyam, the consciousness which alone lends power to any instrument of transaction, thereby becomes the activator of any organ of speech, anything. Understand? Therefore, the word which is dependent on the organ of speech to become manifest, and the organ of speech itself is dependent on the Atma's, isn't it? Atma Shakti. How can the word, it's like a great grandson, how can a great grandson be taller than the great grandfather? Like that, something like that. Okay? I'm just saying. Before the great-grandfather. No. The sound itself is what? No. He cannot be before the, isn't it? So this is, the word is dependent on, word is dependent on the grace of the organ of speech to become manifest. Organ of speech to have the status of being the manifester is dependent on the Atma Shakti. It has to borrow the Shakti from the Atma to have that status. And therefore, Atma cannot be revealed by a word. Okay. Next, he is quoting now one more quotation from the same Upanishad. Ya vak. Say no?
Ya
Purusheshu.
Purusheshu.
Sa.
Sa.
Gosheshu Pratishthita.
Gosheshu Pratishthita.
Kaschit
tam veda
brahmanaha. Okay. So, Upanishad, now he says what now? Ya vak purusheshu sa gosheshu pratishtita. Ya vak purusheshu sa vak pratishtita. Gosheshu pratishtita. So here what does it mean? In this context, in this sentence, the word vak means Atma Jyotihi. consciousness, the light of consciousness, which obtains Yavak, the light of consciousness, which obtains in all the human beings. The light of consciousness, which obtains in all the human beings, is also, what now, obtaining in all the words. Gosheshu means words. Don't think consciousness is obtaining only in human beings. Consciousness available for recognition in the mind, but obtains in the entire physical body, so also obtains in the words. Pratishthita means installed. That is why we do installation of the murtis in the temples. Now, the temple is what now? Temple in the garbha, sanctum sanctorum is the mind where Bhagavan is installed. Understand now? That is why we have transcendental. Anyway, what I want to say, this Atma Chaitanyam, where does it obtain? Isn't it? It obtains in all the human beings. It obtains, so also, it obtains in all the sounds also. Yavak Purusheshu, Savak Gosheshu Pratishthita. The same consciousness obtains in all the words also. Understand? Kaschit tam veda brahmanaha. Kaschit brahmanaha tam veda. I mean, what now? Veda kim? A question actually. Is there a brahmana who knows that consciousness? Okay. He what now? Iti prashnamutpadya. Shankara says, having, this is the question raised, okay? One question is raised by Shankara. There's a sentence, the sentence consisting of a question. What is the question there? Is there a brahmana who knows that Atma Chaitanyam, which obtains in all the human beings, which alone is obtaining in all the worlds? Okay? Thereafter, he gives an answer, look at this. Shankara says, the answer also is given by the same Shruti. Prativachanam uktam. Say now. You have to remember, what are we doing now? We are analyzing, seeing the meanings of Upanishadic quotations given by Shankara in support of his, what he has said. Commentary upon the mantra. That word cannot reveal the Atma. Hope you are not forgetting it. He says, Savag Yaya Swapne Bhashate. Okay. What is Vak here? The ultimate speech is the speaker. Ultimate speech is the ultimate speaker. Why? Because ultimate speaker is Atma. Sa vak yaya swapne bhashate. If that is the Atma, that is the Atma. What now? That is Atma Chaitanyam. Who is the ultimate speaker? How do you say? Because in waking state alone, the words are spoken. Are there words spoken in dream, deep sleep state? Then that is a different sleep, it's a problem, isn't it? Sometimes we speak in deep sleep state also, but we do not hear what we speak. There's a problem, isn't it? When others hear. So what we do not hear are not the words for us. So let's not worry about it. Only these words which we speak, we hear. We are others also here. They are the words actually. Okay? Those words which the speaker also hears, knows what he speaks, and the listener also hears. Those words actually are dependent on what now? The function of the organ of speech. And organ of speech is functional only when all other organs are functional. All other organs are functional only when the mind is functional. The mind is functional only in the, what now? Only they are called a waking state. Okay? Therefore, the words are there, only there is a speaker, what now? Organ of speech is not the speaker in waking, isn't it? In the way deep in dream state. In dream state also you there is a speaker. There is a dream speaker. Who is the dream speaker? The dream speaker is not the word, okay? In dream speaker, the dream speech is not the word. The dream speech is what now? The dream. What is spoken in the dream is not the word, actual word, isn't it? The one who speaks in the dream, the speech and the speaker in the dream is what now? The thought, really speaking, not even the thought. Thought cannot be by itself a speaker and the speech. That speaker, therefore, it is the consciousness alone which is in the form of a thought in dream state. Therefore, swapne ya vak bhashate. Sa vak yaya swapne bhashate. That alone is the speech, vak, by which one speaks in the dream. Who is the ultimate speaker? Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, what is the speaker without whom the word cannot be there? Without the speaker, the speech cannot be there. Therefore, we say speaker is said to be the word of the word. Isn't it? Vachaha, vak. Swapne bhashate. Because in swapnam, there is no instrument of transaction. There is no organ of speech functioning. But still there is a speech. There is a dream speech, isn't it? Dream words are there. Those dream words are uttered by whom? Not the organ of speech. Through which the dream word gets manifest. The thought. And the thought actually is not just by itself. The thought is what? Thought is blessed by consciousness alone. Therefore, the speaker in the form of thought, through the word thought, in the form of the thought, one who speaks in dream is what? Atma, the consciousness. Is the walk, ultimate walk. Understand now? Ultimate speech is Bhagavan, ultimate speaker is Paramatma only. Okay, now he says, how you say Atma, the consciousness, is the ultimate walk, ultimate word, he says. Next quotation. Sahi.
Sahi.
So all quotations. Sahi.
Sahi.
Vaktuhu.
Vaktihi.
Nityavak.
Nityavak.
Chaitanya Jyoti Swarupa.
Chaitanya Jyoti Swarupa.
Okay. The another definition of the Atma. Look at this. Sahi Vaktuhu Vaktihi. Nitya Vak Chaitanya Jyoti Swarupa. Is Atma. Atma. The Brahman is none other than Atma. Atma is pure consciousness referred to by I, okay, excluding the body mind complex. I'm repeating it purposely. That consciousness is what now? Chaitanya Jyoti. In fact, what now? Is the consciousness is what now? Nityavak. Nityavak means what now? Any word, the words uttered here, they manifest, they become unmanifest. When do the words manifest? They become manifest only when the organ of speech is functional, the words become manifest. When the organ of speech resolves, words also become resolved, unmanifest. When the words become manifest, our words become unmanifest. They come and go. Whereas Nitya Vak, consciousness is the eternal Vak. Okay, Chaitanya Jyoti Swarupa Vak, Nitya Vak. It is eternal word. Eternal word. Everlasting word. Which does beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, existing word is what? In the form of pure consciousness. Chaitanya Jyoti Swarupa Nitya Vak. Which doesn't become manifest and unmanifest. In which alone the words become manifest and unmanifest. And he says, how do you say, he says, that conscious, that walk, the Atma, in the that ultimate walk, walk means a word, okay, ultimate word, in the form of the light of consciousness, which is everlasting word, okay, it doesn't become manifest and unmanifest, that word is in fact, what now? Vaktihi, vaktuhu vaktihi. Vaktihi means the power of speaking, the capacity to speak, okay. The power of speaking of whom? Vaktuhu. Vakta here is speaker. Vaktuhu means shashti. Okay, of the speakers, or speakers, speaking power, vaktuhu speakers, vaktihi speaking power, the speakers speaking power is that consciousness. Okay, speaker is who? Organ of speech. What the power of the speaker is what? That is word, Atma. Atma is the power. Power of the organ of speech. The speaker. The speaker speaking power is the Atma. Therefore, the ultimate word is the Atma, which is the very power of the speaker. Vaktuhu vaktihi. That ultimate word is, what is the ultimate word? The that which lends power to the speaker, the organ of speech. And what is that vak? Nitya vak, eternal word, which doesn't become manifest and which never doesn't become unmanifest. That means what? Which is not dependent on any organ of speech to become understand now. And what is that? It is in the form of pure consciousness, light of consciousness. Therefore, that walk, now he's explaining what? That walk, the ultimate consciousness, okay, which is the vachaha walk, isn't it? We read that. That Atma, the Jyotihi, is said to be the vachaha walk. Eye of the eye. We said, therefore, what a word of the word means, speech of the speech means what? That cannot be revealed by the word. Hope you are understanding the context. I'm not saying anything, I'm just saying because don't think I'm taking something differently. Now he says,
it
next.
It's hard to understand. I mean, I must say, it's very.
Very profound.
Profound. It's just hard to understand. Hard to understand. I find it hard to understand.
Can you just go over that last bit again about Chaitanya being the walk of the walk. Just go over that bit again.
Yeah. See, he says, Shankara may. Now, here he only has quoted. many mantras from different Upanishads, mainly from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. In all these mantras, which are from Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam, what he conveys is that Atma, the consciousness, cannot be revealed by the words. That's the lesson. We have already understood the lesson. But in all these quotations, what we understand is, Atma is said to be the ultimate speaker. Atma is the ultimate word also. Why? Because there cannot be word without a speech, without a speaker. There cannot be a speaker without the organ of speech. And there cannot be organ of speech without the blessings of Atma. It is consciousness by its mere presence, without doing any action, lends the power, the capacity for all the organs to function. Therefore, we say the ultimate speaker also is Vak, Atma, the consciousness. One place he explained. Another place he says, that is the Vak, Sa Vak, Ya Purusheshu. No? Ya Vak Purusheshu, Sa, no, Gosheshu. Gosha means again sound. That Vak, that Katma, the consciousness, which obtains in all the human beings, the same consciousness which obtains in all the words also. That means what? Therefore, that word, the consciousness which obtains in all the words, cannot be revealed by the words as a truth. That is the meaning. Then another word we saw, and next sentence he says, Ya vak yaya, sa vak yaya swapne bhashate. Atma is that vak. Atma is the vak word, okay, by which alone, now, once the thought speaks in the dream. In the dream, there is no organ of speech. There is a word cannot express, but still there is a word. In dream, and that word is who? What is the manifested of that dream word, dream speech, thought? But that thought is a thought is a speaker there, not the organ of speech in dream. In waking state, organ of speech is the speaker. In dream, thought is the speaker. So how does the thought become the speaker in dream? Because of conscious Atma Jyoti only. That is the walk, he says. Ultimate walk is the consciousness by which the thought becomes a speaker in the dream, like the organ of speech becomes a speaker in waking state. Therefore, that consciousness, because of the blessings, because of the grace, because of the, whose presence this organ of speech or the thought borrow shakti, and then they become speaker in dream and in waking. That consciousness cannot be revealed by the words. Okay? That is the meaning.
The difficulty is trying to understand why consciousness is given this name, ultimate work. Why?
Ultimate work means what? Ultimate speaker. Walk of the walk means that without whose grace a word cannot be a word. It was said to be the word. Like it's like eye of the eye. We already said it. Why Atma is the eye of the eye? Same way. Atma had to be the ultimate walk, ultimate seer. Not only ultimate walk, Pitiji. Who is the ultimate seer? Who is the relative seer? Who is the absolute seer? It means for absolute and relative. Seer, eyes are the seer, of course, not the ears, definitely. But who is the ultimate seer? Without whose blessings? Without mind is not blessed by consciousness, there cannot be conscious mind. The conscious mind does not back up the sense seeing power, there cannot be seer. Who is ultimate seer? Atma. Atma is not the seer, but there is no seer without the Atma. Therefore, the seer is Atma. Atma is not the listener, but there cannot be hearer without the grace of the Atma. The ultimate hearer is the Atma. Atma is not the doer. There is no doer without the grace of the Atma. See, the jadam has to become functional, means it has to become conscious first. Even to become conscious, it has to be lent consciousness and existence.
And because the speech cannot reveal, it can only indicate. And it indicates through things such as existence.
No, indicating is revealing, in fact. Indicating is revealing. Of course, indicating is revealing. A word can reveal anything, but not the Atma.
When it says the speech of the speech, or the eye of the eye, or the ear of the ear, it's not revealing Atma, but it is indicating it in some way. It's pointing the mind toward the Atma. Otherwise, it's pointless.
No. Those words do not indicate the Atma. They're unfolded here. They speak, see, they're all unfolded, isn't it? Even then, the words do not indicate. They only say how, why do we, that's what we had, isn't it? Why do we say Atma is the eye of the eye? Isn't it? Atma is the eye of the eye, means the eye is the seer. The eye has a status of being the seer because it is backed by the conscious mind, which is blessed by ultimately the Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, we say what now? Without whose presence and grace, I cannot function as the I. He said to be the I of the I. Because of whose presence and grace and blessings, I is the I. Ear is the ear. That's how we use the word. But here what we say, have you got it now?
Yeah,
but I understand what you're saying.
If it's not indicating, I mean, unfolding is a better word, I agree. But just to say with indicating, if it's not indicating or unfolding the absolute, then what is the point of saying it's the eye of the eye or the ear of the ear or the speech of speech?
No. Here again, the idea is, Rojaji, this is not, even the words are used here, actually, the Brahman has to be known, means only as I am.
Yeah.
That is why Brahman is not known here. Mm. Brahman is Atma, the Self. The Self here is what now? Not known here. Claiming the Self as Brahman is in fact, otherwise there is no knowing. And then once I am means, we are going to see that. Wait for me. Wait. Oh, that is why he's going to come in. Only we have to claim, isn't it? Wait. Let us not talk in between now. Let me finish it. So then it becomes a different thing. It's not a class then, okay. So, he says, Vaktuhu, listen to me carefully, Vaktuhu Vaktihi, Sahi Vaktuhu Vaktihi. Because what happens is, when you break, the classes are broken, means it happens. You know, I have to finish it early, long ago, because I went to India and came back, it's a problem. Okay. Vaktuhu Vaktihi, Sa Vaktuhu Vaktihi. Sa vak vaktuhu vaktihi means the power of speech, this power of the organ of speech is called vaktihi. The capacity to speak, the power of speaking is called vaktihi. And at vaktihi, who has the power of speaking? The speaker. The speaker is the vakta. The speaker's speaking power is, in fact, the Atma. Without which power the speaker cannot be the speaker. Okay, Atma. And that word, Atma, Jyoti, is what now? That word is, ultimate word is what now? Eternal. It is not manifesting and unmanifesting words. It is eternal, eternally there, present there. Nityavak, Jyoti Swarupa. Chaitanya Jyoti Swarupa, it is in the form of pure consciousness only. And he says, next sentence, Nahi Vaktuhu Vaktehe Viprilopaha Vidyate. Vaktuhu vaktehe viparilopaha means destruction. Na vadyate, there's never the destruction of the power of, the speaking power of the speaker. The speaker's speaking power never becomes destroyed. The speaker's speaking power is never destructible, because the speaking power of the speaker is Atma. Okay? Vaktehe viparilopaha na vidyate. The speaking power's destruction is not there at all. Is ever indestructible. Why? Because the speaking power of the speaker is Atma. The power is never destroyed. Okay, it is one thing. All these are our supportive quotations to understand how Atma cannot be revealed, indicated by a word. Now, Tadeva Atmaswarupam Brahma. You know, he's there, but now that Atmaswarupam alone is Brahma. The pure consciousness which is referred to by I, the pure consciousness which is the indestructible power behind all the organs, our sense organs and organs of mind and also organs of actions, isn't it? In fact, the power of all the organs of, behind all the organs of transactions is what now? Atma, consciousness. Therefore, that consciousness is Brahman. Who is Brahma here? Consciousness is Brahma. Means what? Self is Brahma. Self is Brahma. Means what? Atma is Brahma. Atma is Brahma. Means what now? I am Brahma. This is, you have to claim the self as Brahman, you are not knowing Brahman. You are just brought to see what consciousness is. I am consciousness, you say. And the Shastram says, consciousness is Brahman. You have to say what? I am Brahman. You are claiming Brahman as yourself. Otherwise, if you say, I know Brahman, means this is not, objectification is avoided. What is Brahman? Pure consciousness. What is pure consciousness? It obtained that which obtains in all the beings, in all the words, and everywhere. But how is it obtaining? It is obtaining as the very power of the organs of actions. Therefore, what now? And how is there? What is, where is available for recognition? Available for recognition as the self. You understand, isn't it? Therefore, Brahma, and what is it, Brahma? Nirati, he says now, Atadeva Atmaswarupam Brahma. Tadeva, Yeva is so important. Shankara is going to say now, Tadeva Atmaswarupam Brahma. that consciousness which is the self alone is Brahman. There's no other reality, there's no other big thing. Okay? And what Brahman, he says, Niratishayam. So, you know?
Niratishayam.
Atishayam means limitation. Niratishayam means limitless. Niratishayam. Bhumakyam. That Atma consciousness, that consciousness alone is Brahman, the limitless reality. So Niratishayam, which is free from all limitations. Bhumakyam. Bhuman also means what? Bhuma means Bhuman is an akaranta pullinga shabdaha. Bhuma also means that which is infinite, known as Bhuma. That same Atma, the consciousness alone, is Brahma. Atma, the consciousness, the self alone is Brahma, which is free from limitations, which is known by the term, word Bhuma. Why? Brihatvat Brahma. Brihatvat Brahma. Due to its bigness, it is known as Brahma. Iti Vidhi. May you know. Oh, my student, may you know there is no Brahman other than you. You are Brahman. Which you, that you, which is pure consciousness, exclude your body, mind, sense complex. That is what is Brahma. Okay. Now he says, Yaihi, say no?
Yehi.
Vagadi.
Vagadi.
Upadi bihi.
Upadi bihi.
Now, samvyavahara. Now, what happened? Now, I tell you. In fact, Brahman cannot be. Okay, even no word can reveal Brahman. Then why do we use this word Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Jnata, Manta, etc.? He says, really speaking, no word can be applied for Brahman. Even the word Brahma cannot be applied for Brahman. Even the word Atma can be applied for Brahman. Even the word Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, all these words cannot be applied for Brahman. Why? Because why? Then if you say Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, all three words, why three words mean the same, means you will say, why do you need to repeat? It's called Punarukti Dosha, error of repetition. One word is indicates something means enough. Finish. Why do you want two more things? Three more words. Not necessary. Therefore, no word can indicate Brahman. No word is applicable to Brahman. No word can is applied for Brahman. Okay? So, all the words are samvyavaharaha. They're used, no? They can be used only what now? Only in the with reference to the transacting media. So what he is, only when the upadis are used, he says now, vagadi upadi bihi samvyavaha. I have to say now. Okay. Vachaha vak. Say now.
Vachaha
vak. What is Brahman? We say here. Vachaha vak. That's also not right. Even those words cannot, you say now, just now you said. Even those words cannot be applied for Brahman. Vachaha vak, number one. Chakshushaha chakshu, shrotrasya shrotram, manasaha manaha, karta, enangya? Karta, see now, karta, bhokta, vijnata, niyanta, prashasita, vijnanam, anandam, brahma, Ityevam adayaha. All these words are also what now? Are not applicable to Brahman. Applicable for Brahman. They also cannot be applied. Because every word, any word is what? Manifesting, manifest word. Any word is a manifestation. Any shabda is a manifestation. Why? Because what is now, what is Brahman then? This he says, only upadibihi. See, all these different terms which we are used now. Vachaha, vak, chakshaha, chakshuhu, manta, niyanta, karta, do, atma is the doer. You see, all these words now, atma, brahma, all these words are also vagadi upadibihi. Only through, by these upadis, vag, etc., isn't it? They're all what now? All these upadis, through the upadis, upadibihi. Samyavaharaha, they're all usable. We are using them. Vyavaharaha, what now? They're used in transaction in our day-to-day life, really speaking. What is Brahman? Asamyavaharye. Samyavaharya, non-transactable. Asamyavaharye. No? Vyavaharya means transactable. Asamyavaharya means what? Non-transactable. That's why you understand what consciousness is. When you analyze the Jiva Swarupam, when the Jiva, first Vyashti Vicharaha is done, you are understanding what this Thula Shairam is, what the Sukhna Shairam is, what the Karana Shairam is, and you are arriving at what? The consciousness. And what does that, that doesn't really make it very clear that that consciousness Brahman, you do not know. And here Upanishad says, hey, Brahman, okay, which the truth of the whole prapancha is none other than that pure consciousness. Because consciousness is the very truth of the individual. But when you refer to, as an individual, you refer to yourself, you have to use the pronoun I, and whenever you use the pronoun I, you refer to what now? All the components. You never exclude them, and then you never mean only consciousness. You cannot do that, because consciousness doesn't speak. But you do understand there is consciousness, arrive at it. That's why you exclude all other things, indicated, indicatable, referable, isn't it? Referred to by the pronoun I, but only the consciousness alone you should take it. That consciousness is what now? Asamyavaharya Chaitanyam. What action does the consciousness do? No action. Consciousness is. What word can you use to mean that consciousness? No word can be applied. No word can, because all the words are what now? Upadibihi samyavaharaha. Understand? But what about consciousness? Asamyavaharyam. Those words are used in day-to-day life. Isn't it? In vyavaharika, in vyavahara, we are used those words. Really speaking, no word can be applied. Even Atma, Brahma, Satyam, Jnanam, those words also are not okay. Just exactly your answer for your question. There are also words. All of them are words. What is the word? Why it is Asamyavaharya? Because It is nirvisesha. So here, nirvisesha. Nirvisesha is free from all attributes. Consciousness is of the nature of attributelessness. It has no attributes. Therefore, what now? Nirvisesha means what now? Being attributeless. It is not describable. Shabda pravritti nimitta. Remember that shabda pravritti nimitta. You don't know. It cannot be what now? It non-describable also. Inexplicable. Because there is no attributes. Due to its attributelessness, it is also what now? Non-describable. And it is free from all no transaction there. So, asamvyavaharye nirviseshe pare. It is not only this, not only the physical transactions, even the verbal transaction. So, pare means now beyond this verse. Beyond this means it is we say here. How many use the word? Transaction. So here, nirviseshe pare, then samye brahmani pravartante. All these words. Now what is Brahman? Samyam. That which is the same in everything. That which is what now? Beyond all these physical transactions. That which is beyond all these, that which is attributeless. Therefore, that which is beyond what all verbal transactions also. Because that Brahmani. But all these vyavaharaha pravartante. All these words also, where do they exist? Through the upadhi. Only through these upadhis, because of these upadhis. Even all these words also pravartante, they exist where? In that Brahman which is non-transactable, which is beyond the physical or verbal, transactions. For no word can exactly, I know, Shankara knows us, will come out with such things. He says, nirviseshe. Isn't it what that's why it understand, consciousness, what visesha, what attribute does it have? Attributelessness is the attribute. Nirvisesha. Para. Isn't it? Therefore no word can describe it. And not only that, what now? Yes, what now? Actually, asamvyavaharya. Samvyavaharya means non-transactable. But all these words are what now? Used here in transaction. Okay, in all these words which are used by these upadhis, with these upadhis, vagadi upadhi means all through all these different upadhis. It's also upadhi, isn't it? Vag, organ of speech is an upadhi. And all these words we are using to mean. Of course, to understand Brahman. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Atma, Brahma, Karta, Bhokta, Niyanta, all these, Chakshushaha, Chakshuhu, Vachaha, Vacham, etc. Using all these are what now? Pravartante, they all exist where? In that Brahman, which is beyond this physical, oral, verbal, isn't it? Mental transactions. Why? Because it is nirvisesham brahma. Niratishayam brahma. Again we have to use those words. Those words do not indicate. They can never reveal. No word can reveal. Become clear, don't worry. That's when Taittiriya will become much clearer, don't worry. Of course, here itself makes it clear. Brahmani pravartante.
There's a Swami, in the Christian tradition.
One sentence? Oh, finish it, okay. Tan, say no.
Tan.
Vyudasya.
Vyudasya.
Atmanameva.
Atmanameva.
This is the main lesson comes here. Tan Vyudasya. Tan Vyudasya means what now? Leaving aside all the verse. Now what is Brahman? Don't say Satyam Brahma, don't say Jnanam Brahma, don't say Anantam Brahma, don't say Vachaha Vach Brahma, don't say what is Brahman, don't say that. Tan Shabdan Vyadasya. Leaving aside all those words. Now what say? At what he says now? Atmanam Eva. Tan Vyudasya Atmanam Eva. Nirvisesham Brahma Vidhi. What is Brahman now? Atma is Brahman. What is Atma? Pure consciousness is Brahman. I am, I itself am the consciousness Brahman. Leave aside all the words. All those words are what now? They are words. They do not reveal consciousness. Brahma. Book. Is conscious Brahma. Consciousness. Does it show consciousness or what? No. When you say book, immediately the mind goes to this object. Brahma. Does it take it to consciousness? No. The method of unfoldment helps you to know, see it Atma, Anatma, Viveka. Then you see what Atma is there, isn't it? Then that pure consciousness, you cannot physically separate consciousness from the body mind sense complex. Physical separation is not possible. This is the problem, isn't it? This power, all of us will go for a queue up, getting separated it. You can't separate pure consciousness from the physical body. Physically you can't separate. But cognitively you separate, but you don't need to separate. Then you understand what consciousness is, isn't it? Then this that consciousness is Brahman. Leave all the words now. All those words also cannot indicate Shankara says. All those words also cannot reveal Brahman. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, say those words. Can the words reveal Brahman? We say Atma. The word Atma, does it reveal? No. No word can reveal Brahma. Because Brahman is the, what a very Shakti, which is behind all these organs. Speech through which the word manifests. And that, what is a Brahman? Therefore he says, Tan Vyudasya, Shankara says very firm, very, he, she look at, very asutri, he says, Tan Vyudasya, okay, leaving aside those words, Atmanameva Nirvisesham Brahma Vidhi, please claim Brahman as yourself. Iti yeva shabda artha. Yeva shabda artha. Why yeva? Yeva means alone. Tad yeva tvam brahma. Tadeva brahma, when he said that yeva shabda artha. Why Shankara says, the emphasis of the word eva in the mantra is in fact, please don't say that word reveals Brahman. No word can ever reveal Brahman. Even those words, so-called words which are used in the Upanishads, you know, as Swarup Lakshanam of Brahman, even those words cannot reveal Brahman. They are all used only by these, what now, Upadis in the world of transaction we are used, really speaking. Because Brahman is what a completely non-transactable reality. And please may you know that Atma Chaitanyameva Brahma, the reverse of all those words, just that the consciousness is Brahman. Atmanam Brahma iti Vidhi iti Eva Shabdartha. That means don't say
I know Brahman now. Say, I am Brahman. You say, I know Brahman. Still you are making the object, Brahman object. Aham Brahmasmi. If you say, a teaching should result in the expression from you, I am Brahman. When you say, I am Brahman, you are claiming yourself as Brahman. When you say, I know, no, I have heard, attended the class, I know Brahman, if you say, you are, isn't it? Do the words reveal Brahman or the sampradaya has helped you arrive at what you are? Words don't reveal. If you say words indicate, reveal means, that's why yena vag anabhyuditam. Yena vaga bhidyate yadu vacha anabhyuditam. Not revealed. Iti shabdartha. Okay, I think the top, that is over. Now the introduction to the next one. I'll do it next class. Now he says, na idam brahma. Na idam brahma yadu idam. Ityadi upadi beda visishtam anatma ishwaradi upasate dhyayanti. Now you know what Brahman is, therefore definitely not all this upadi visishtam. Upadi beda visishtam anatma. So all these murti, all these devatas, all these objects of worship are as real as this world. Anatma only. All the forms you are worshipping are anatma. They are mithya. Therefore, what? No. They are not Brahma. Tadeva Brahma Tvambiddhi ityukte. That alone is Brahman. Imit what now? Tadeva Brahma ityukte. Brahma Tvambiddhi ityukte. If it is said that alone is Brahman, not anything that you are worshipping here, if it is said, na idam Brahma iti. Anatmanaha abrahmatvam punaha ucchate. They're all anatma. All that you're worshipping outside are anatma. Anatma is not Brahman. Abrahma. What is Brahman? You are Brahman. And knowing Brahman, you have to claim brahmatvam. You are Brahman. There's no Brahma other than yourself. Which self? That. Which that? What, excluding whatever you refer to by the word I. Niyamartham anyate brahma buddhi parisankhyanartham va. Buddhi parisankhyanartham va. It's difficult to say, but still, what does it said now? The last, I conclude anyway. Finished. Is it? The last sentence I'll repeat next class. That anyway, at least one mantra is over. I must have finished it before I went to India. Unfortunately, I had to waste so much of time. Sorry, Rojaji. Okay, now tell me. Some in the Bible.
Well, what's really struck me this morning is this word transactions. Because what I saw so clearly, I was so glad I asked the question. Because what I saw really clearly when you answered it was that in my mind it's all a transaction. I listen to the teaching, there will be a transaction, I will know Brahma. And in the Christian tradition, there's a beautiful, he tells a lot of stories. And it's like the Purana, there's the meaning of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's one very powerful story that I've always sort of wondered about, where Jesus goes into the temple and he drives out the moneylenders. Mm. And he's very angry. I've sort of never been clear about that. But what I realised this morning, listening to you, is it's the transactions that are being driven out of the temple.
Hmm.
The transactions. And this is what I saw this morning, that these transactions that are going on all the time in the temple of the Buddha have got to just stop. You just don't need to believe them. Because a transaction is not going to give you the knowledge of who you, of what you are and that you are Brahman. No transaction will ever do that.
That's why he negates even knowing. The student now, what it results in what? The student now gives up the desire to know Brahman. The jignyasa nivritti is jnanam. The teaching, is it? I am Brahman, I know Brahman. Two different sentences. You say, I know I am. There's none other than myself. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harih Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om.